This is Spencer Chase reporting from the 84th National FFA Convention, and I'm here with Liz Rabby, who is a student at the University of Minnesota. And Liz, I see you're here working at the Teach Ag Ed booth. Can you tell me a little bit about what we're doing here?
Well, yeah. This is the National Association of Agricultural Educators Teach Ag campaign at its finest. There are 10 student ambassadors from across the United States serving as ambassadors this week. Our main job is to get people excited about looking into a career in agricultural education and maybe what that future could hold for them.
And Liz, just talking to you before the interview, I realized that you were actually an agricultural education major. What pushed you towards pursuing a career in ag education?
You know, it started with a really good ag class as a sophomore in high school, and my involvement in the FFA. I had the opportunity to serve as a Minnesota State FFA officer last year. But the biggest thing for me was I definitely found my fit in agricultural education. There are so many careers that, you know, you kind of have to dig into. And I'm a person who likes to be a mile wide and an inch deep. I like to know a lot about a little, or a little about a lot, I guess, however that works. But I like to have a diverse knowledge base. I like to be able to feel like I know what's happening, and I like to share that knowledge with other people. So finding my niche here with some great mentors in the field really got me jump-started on this career choice.
Okay, Liz. And I'm just looking around seeing there's a lot of other booths such as this one. I mean, how important do you feel it is to get this message out to FFA members early in their FFA careers?
Well, it's never too early to start thinking about what you want to do next in your life. As a sophomore in college, some days I'm still like, gosh, I really want to be an ag educator, but what else is there out there? And seeing a career fair like this is just, it's amazing because there are so many opportunities. So getting our face out there as agricultural education is like, yep, we definitely need to do this in order to just share who we are, because unless people know about it, they're never going to look into a career in agricultural education.
Okay, very good. And you mentioned that we were fortunate enough to serve as a Minnesota State FFA officer. Just looking back at your FFA experiences, if you were to give a piece of advice to a 8th grader who is going to start FFA in the fall, what would that advice be?
Just go for it. Don't hesitate. Don't look back. Just run with it and enjoy it, because you only have 4 years of it in so many ways, and you can go above and beyond what you ever thought was possible for yourself just by trying something different.
That was Liz Rabby at the National FFA Convention. I'm Spencer Chase.